and they were to have Kyle Murphy's services on the right side, that's a much better looking offensive line. But with Kyle Murphy not even able to practice by projection, we don't know how bad that foot is, and they're signing someone else. That doesn't bode well. So yeah, there's a lot of problems at the tackle position because of injuries right now. And let's not kid ourselves here. What happened to this offensive line late 2015 when David Bakhtiari missed 3 weeks? It fell apart, and the offense suffered. And what have we seen through the first 3 weeks here, especially the last 2 weeks without David Bakhtiari? The offensive line has not played well, and the offense has suffered. So behind a franchise quarterback, there's really not a more important position on the entire football roster than your franchise left tackle. When it's very similar to a franchise quarterback. When a franchise quarterback's not on the field, you notice. When a franchise left tackle like David Bakhtiari is not on the field, you notice.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Bulaga, are they saying that did Bulaga re-injure his foot? That's why he went out?
Yeah, I think it's an ankle.
Ankle, yeah.
I don't have the injury report. Yeah, I think it's an ankle. But yeah, it's an aggravation, and he was projected as if they had right. practiced today, Brian Bulaga would not have been able to. So certainly, it's significant. We don't know how severe, but it's not something that you can dismiss.
Yeah, I want to talk about Jones. I mean, the guy seemed to have one, especially the second half. Defense as a whole just really flew around and was making plays. Didn't tackle very well. It may have made a few mistakes, but when it counted, stepped up, made a couple great sacks, tackled for a loss. That's the kind of energy you're going to need down this stretch, because you're right. The defense has to have a team meeting and say, listen, we got to pick this team up just in case the offense have problems scoring. But I really like what I saw out of Jones.
Yeah, and you know this. So in September, there isn't a fixed ceiling for how good or bad or wherever the ceiling can be on a defense come December. I mean, it's a long season. Month after month, things change. I'm not sure anybody on that defense dictates where that ceiling is for the Packers defense more than Josh Jones. That speed that he brings to the middle of the field is something that you can't teach. It's natural. It's something that the Packers haven't had in the middle of the field for a long time. And you saw it yesterday. And not just the fact that he can drop into coverage, not just the fact that he had a team-high 12 tackles, but look, without Mike Daniels and Nick Perry, they needed something from their pass rush. Schematically, they needed to get some pass rush. And Josh Jones is a blitzer. Getting home for two sacks, that was a big part of that game, two third-down sacks, and then obviously the third-down tackle against Croft in overtime. He didn't look like a rookie, and if he can, I just think going forward it's going to be hard for them to keep him off the field with that speed that he has, and then showing that the moment isn't too big for him. He's going to be an awfully important player, and I think he really dictates what kind of ceiling this defense can have.
What about at the cornerback position? I saw Rollins had less snaps than Hawkins actually did in this game, 9-7. King obviously had a ton of snaps. What would you expect from the cornerback position going forward?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see if Morgan Burnett can handle that slot corner position week in and week out. He's a safety, and he's got the traits to be a safety. But it's not the first time we've seen him as a slot corner. And really, since the beginning of camp, I've wondered, how is this team going to figure out a way to utilize its best position outside of quarterback, obviously, which is the safety position, the depth that they have. And it is the first time that we saw them get four safeties onto the field. Marwin Evans was the deep safety with Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix, Morgan Burnett in the slot, and Josh Jones at sub-package linebacker. When Kentrell Bryce heals with his groin, he's a guy that he's got the athleticism that you want a guy like that on the field. We saw a blueprint now for them to have their top four safeties. They're probably four of their top 11 players on defense on the field at the same time. So I think that going forward, that'll be interesting to see how closely they follow that blueprint. But certainly they revealed it a little bit yesterday.
Ty Montgomery doesn't look the same to me as he did last year. Am I seeing things, or what are you seeing?
Let me ask you this. If you were to guess, what would you guess through three games his yardage per projection, his pace for a 16-game season would be right now?
I don't know, 1,000
yards.
I'll say 1,000.
Yeah.
He's on pace. If you look at his offensive yards for 1,350 offensive yards this year, a 1,350 back, which is pretty good. Now, it just happens to be that he had only 124 of those yards. He has 253 yards right now of offense. Only 124 are rushing, right? He has five more receiving yards than he has rushing yards. That's going to be Ty Montgomery. He's an unconventional back. He's not a workhorse who's going to have 100-yard rushing games day after day, week after week. But he is going to give you yards. Now, what they need is, and maybe the biggest problem with this offense right now, they're too one-dimensional. They need to get more rushing production. But I don't think you can look at it and say Ty Montgomery isn't playing well or that he's not producing. He's producing in the way that you expect Ty Montgomery to produce, which is basically an even split between receiving and rushing yards. Somehow they've got to figure out how to get more from those rookie running backs. They need to get more production on the ground. But Ty Montgomery's doing exactly what you expect Ty Montgomery to do. They got to get more production on the ground.
Can he sustain the amount of snaps he's playing for a game all year?
Well, no, I don't think you certainly you don't want him to. And the coaches last week were very adamant that he's played more than they want him to. The problem is they're just not getting much from their rookie trio right now. And Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, Devontae Mace, whoever it is, they need to get more out of. And Ben Sermons was very, very open, very honest last week, saying that Ty Montgomery is the best weapon that they have in the backfield. And it's really not close right now. So because of that, Ty Montgomery's playing a lot of snaps, and he's producing in his way. They've got to get more on the ground. I mean, right now it's just too easy for defenses to sit back and expect to pass and not really respect the running game.
That is our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood and catch him every Monday, Wednesday, Friday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, always appreciate it. We'll talk again on Wednesday, sir.
Take care, Ryan.
All right, take care.
Appreciate it. Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
I want to talk about my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. They're all-new Hyundai store off of Highway 100 in West Dallas. They have new owners and new management. My good friend Dan Richards is there now. He's working to make this store number one in volume and customer satisfaction. I have gone there for several things. As a matter of fact, just over there the other day, as to, you know, get my Genesis looked at. And, of course, it still hugs me. As a welcome back, they have decided to offer a $500 trade-in bonus. If you trade in your car towards a new or pre-owned vehicle, they will get you an additional $500 for it. In addition to the trade-in bonus, they will give all WSSP listeners employee pricing on any new Hyundai in stock. Let me repeat myself because you didn't hear me. They will give all WSSP listeners employee pricing on any new Hyundai in stock. I don't know who's doing that. Make sure when you go there, you mention me to get the extra savings. If you're in the area, please stop in and say hi to my good friend Dan. Hyundai West Dallas is located just off of Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue between Lincoln and National. And Dan told me to pass on another message to you guys. If you're looking for a job to work there, salesperson, they're looking to hire new salespeople right now because they're selling cars at a high rate. So they need some more help. So if you guys are looking to get in the car industry, go check my good friend over at Hyundai West Dallas, Dan Richards. Give him a call. Tell him you're ready to sign up. Tell him you want to help him move some iron out the door. Dan Richards, Hyundai West Dallas, just off of Highway 100. Go check him out.
Back to you and what you're mad at after a busy and emotional sports weekend. 799-1250. It could be the Packers. It could be the Brewers. It could be the president. It could be the protesters. It can be anything. What you mad at? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. The show is yours. The Wendy's Big Show, that is, on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
Sports Flash right now.
And good afternoon from the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East is the premier supplier in patio furniture, rec room products, and sports memorabilia. Check them out in the Waukesha or Bayshore Town Center online at MastersEase.com. First on the fan, the Green Bay Packers are running out of offensive tackles. Second-year man Kyle Murphy, who played left tackle yesterday for David Bakhtiari, is on the injury list today with a foot injury, which would limit him in practice. We talked to the Green Bay Press Gazette's Ryan Wood, our Packer insider, here on the Big Shore a short time ago.
Now this Bears game coming up. If those two tackles can't play, Bakhtiari and Bulaga, and now I see Murphy's on the injury report with a foot injury.
There's unconfirmed reports that the Packers are signing Ulrich John off the Arizona Cardinals practice squad, I believe. It's desperate times around here. It's lean.
Now, the Packers pulled out the overtime win 27-24 over the Bengals yesterday, but Aaron Rodgers, he was sacked six times, three times by Carl Lawson.
Had some good contribution. Lawson was really rushing well, and obviously the two Giants, Dunlap and Johnson, and Geno in the middle. We were kind of keeping some guys in. Mike did a good job getting us back in a nice rhythm and then started moving the ball a little more effectively. The last drive was really... last drive regulation, we kind of, we had some extended plays there, drawn in the dirt a little bit at times, but made enough plays.
The Packers host the Bears on Thursday Night Football. Tonight on Monday Night Football, the Cardinals will take on the Cowboys. Baseball, Brewers have the night off. They get going again tomorrow night against the Reds at Miller Park. NBA, the Bulls' Dwayne Wade, now a free agent. LeBron James says he'd welcome Wade to join the Cavaliers. I'm Mike Clemens at Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen live on the WSSP smartphone app at AM 1250 or online at 105.7FMTheFan.com.
It's an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. The pretty boys are on offense. But who stood out on D?
All about that nasty D. They're all going down.
Let's recap the best defense.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios, along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Back to your calls in just a moment at 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The fan floor is wide open for whatever you're mad at, whether it's the Packers game and you're not satisfied with how they won, the president and his displeasure with the protesters, maybe your displeasure with the protesters, maybe it's the Brewers, whatever it is, what you're mad at, 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan. But we do have to recap the Green and Gold Best Defense, where every Friday, every Pick and Save Football Friday, that is, we give you three keys for the Packers D to get a win in that Sunday's game. Sparky said keep A.J. Green under 100 yards. They didn't do that. He went for 111 yards and a touchdown. Gary, you said keep him under 100 yards rushing. They didn't do that. They got 110 yards rushing. And Leroy, you said get two interceptions. They got no interceptions, yet somehow this team won a football game 27-24 over the Cincinnati Bengals 0-3. Boys, we'll try again on Thursday before the Packers take out the Bears. Let's get back to the foes.
Just some breaking Packer news here. Long snapper Brett Good put on the injured reserve with a pulled hamstring, and they bring back long snapper Tybor Pepper, who was with the Packers in the offseason, plus part of training camp with the Ravens. He played at Michigan State.
That's interesting because in the overtime, when the defense got a stop with the Bengals, I saw Brett Good doing like some major leg stretching, and I'm thinking, oh, he's already thinking field goal and all that, and he's been sitting there for a while. Really, that's what I thought, but now you're telling me the guy had a groin injury.
Hamstring.
Or the hamstring. He's just trying to get back on the field.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's get back to these calls, G. Calls.
Let's go to Nick in West Milwaukee. Nick, you're up next on 105.7 FM Fan, The Big Show. Nick, what you got, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man. What you got?
Listening to Donald Trump, this past week and calling the, players out of their names, it was almost like listening to a WWE, match or something like that, man. There's so many more issues, to worry about with North Korea, firing test missiles over Japan, and I fully support, the NFL players protesting. I'm half African American, half Puerto Rican. you know, so I fully support it. And, and listening to Lance Kendricks and, you know, him wanting them to focus more on, you know, issues like, you know, Puerto Rico, other than focusing on, you know, NFL players exercising their freedom of speech.
Yeah.
You know, there's more important issues here. You know, and then when it comes to the Packers, you know, my second and last point, you know, the Packers in the depleted offensive line. I had the pleasure of being at the game yesterday, and when your offensive line is this injured, why are we still, you know, going, you know, doing pass plays where it is taking so long to develop? You know, I want to see the Packers, you know, when they're, if they're in a passing game, you know, do more quick pass plays. You know, one, two, three steps, get them out. You know,
I think, Nick, you may have that with the Packers. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers is on board with that. Aaron Rodgers is a different kind of quarterback. I think some of their struggles last year and beginning of the year was the pick is a perfect example. That pick that he threw over there, he was throwing to Jordy Nelson, looked at him the whole way. He never went through a progression. And he does that a lot. He picks out a guy, he knows he's going to throw it to him because sometimes it's about matchups. He liked the matchup, and he'll just wait till that guy wins that matchup. He's not a quarterback that often goes through his progressions. If I were off, it would be very difficult to block for a guy like that. But he's at his best when he's at Liberty. So I think it's just a tough situation for Aaron Rodgers, but it's going to be on Mike McCarthy to get Aaron Rodgers to stay in rhythm. And you heard that a lot last year, they weren't in rhythm. I just don't think that's him. That's not his MO. He's not a rhythm-type quarterback.
He is not a rhythm-type quarterback, or he's just not in rhythm right now?
I don't think he's a rhythm-type quarterback. I think he is a guy, if you look at, I think the history of Aaron Rodgers, most of his big plays come out of the pocket. I think he can do some rhythm stuff, but I think he often gets bored with it. I think he's too smart for the game. He sees a matchup, that's where he's going.
Let's get some tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I feel like we've neglected our tweeters.
Jake says, I'm mad at folks for giving number 50 props when it looks like he blew coverage on the Bengals' second touchdown of the game.
It was between, three guys. Kevin King was over there, Josh Jones, and 50. I don't know which one did it.
I've got another one here from Dan, who was on hold at one point, but couldn't hold on. Says, sorry, couldn't hold on any longer. I'm mad at myself for being mad at the Brewers. They're playing with house money, and I keep forgetting it. Need to enjoy it more.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And it's not over yet. The wild card.
How many games are out of wild card?
The wild card is still very much in play, isn't it?
Are they two games out of the wild card? Colorado, right? They're behind Colorado?
Yeah, I think so.
So basically what they got a six-pack of games left. Mm-hmm. That's my Tim Allen. Six-pack.
Six-pack.
Yeah.
Reds and Cardinals.
They got to win out.
They got to win out.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, if you're trying to catch Colorado and you're two games out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's six games left.
You got to win out.
You got to win out. Yeah, I tend to agree.
If you go 4-2 and they go 2-4, you're at least have a tie.
Yeah, if. You got to win out.
Sheets, I'm bullpen coach, tweets at the fan, stand, sit, kneel, lay down. I don't care what you do for the anthem, but catch the ball and make the blocks on the field. I'm assuming he's talking about Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, he's not having a good season so far.
I mean,
it's been a rough couple of weeks.
You called out Martellus Bennett last week.
Mm-hmm.
And
same thing.
There's no way he can be this bad. Come on.
No.
He can't be this bad.
There are better days ahead for Martellus Bennett.
There better be. Otherwise, they're not going to have huge issues, but it's going to be a huge disappointment on this team if he doesn't step up and be an offensive playmaker.
What you mad at on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday, 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Vent, get it off your chest here on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios, and we'll be right back.
It's a pick and save football Friday on The Fan. Who's banged up this week for the Pack? Here's this weekend's Hupie and Abraham injury report. If you're injured, call Hupie and Abraham. Voted best and rated best year after year. Hupie and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. 800-800-5678 or hupie.com.
It's actually an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday. I just hit the wrong injury report button. But this is the Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. And it is indeed time for your injury report. In a short week, the Packers, as opposed to most weeks, put out an official injury report on Monday, and it reads as follows. Now, they didn't practice today, but this is speculative of what they would have done in practice. David Bakhtiari with a hamstring injury, limited. Kentrell Bryce with a groin injury, limited. Brian Bulaga with an ankle injury, did not participate. Randall Cobb with a chest injury, limited. Mike Daniels with his hip injury, limited. Quentin Dial with the chest injury, limited. Brett Goode with the hamstring injury did not participate, and you just heard Sparky say they've re-signed another long snapper, so it looks like Goode might be out for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Devon House, quadricep, did not participate. Ty Montgomery, wrist, limited. Kyle Murphy, foot, did not participate. Nick Perry, hand injury, limited. And Jake Ryan with the hamstring and concussion, he was limited. Are you going to say something?
Okay. Yeah, it's the guy they signed is Tybor Pepper from Michigan State. 6'4", 245 plus. They're apparently getting an offensive lineman off the Arizona Cardinals practice squad, as Ryan Wood had mentioned earlier.
Back to your calls and asking what you're mad at after a busy and emotional sports weekend, 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Let's get to him, GE.
Let's get to my good friend Mike out in Oak Creek. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Mike, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mike. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm a big Dallas fan, always have been for 48 years. I'm not changing that.
Amen.
The reason I'm calling is I watched Martellus Bennett get drafted by the Cowboys, played with him for about 3 or 4 years. They tried to develop him, and what you've seen in these three games is the exact reason why they let him go.
Oh, really? That's why the Cowboys...
He was not the beast that you saw with Tom Brady
What was he in Chicago?
He was okay. He was like maybe a... He got a little better, but right now I don't know if it's the end of his career or what, but it's... I don't know. I wish the best for you until I meet you in the championship game this year, and I'm going to let it go.
All right, see you soon, Mike. He has not played well. And I don't know if – and you never know when that guy hit that wall like that and things starting to happen. I don't know. But you know what you want to say. You know, the fan and you probably want to say, why don't you stop concentrating on this other stuff and concentrate on football, right?
Yeah.
Is that what the fan and you want
to
say?
He's getting a lot of that.
Yeah. And so that's what's going to happen. Let's go to D. Infinimo. D, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. D, what you got, man?
Man, you know what I'm mad about?
What you mad about, D?
I'm mad at everybody who calls in radio stations and say, stick to sports, and why won't these people just stand up to the flag that they millionaires? And they never ask a simple question, why don't you feel the same way I do about the flag? I'm mad that it's walking contradictions out here, like people like, well, we should have had a Confederate flag out here. When those people seceded from the country and they're traitors, but yet we iron them with schools and names. I'm mad that people say, hey, man, you should forget about the 60s and the 70s. Man, that don't mean nothing. Okay, let's go hire the CIA, which this is true fact. This is no myth. Put drugs in our community to fund wars. But we don't talk about these things and we don't bring them up in history. And all this, it's like the chickens are coming home to roost and people want to bring up Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali couldn't do what he did now. People have a fit. He was a Muslim that didn't want to fight in a war. I'm saying, or people want to bring up Martin Luther King. Why don't you be like him? Well, let me tell you something about a protest. Martin Luther King had one in Alabama where a mayor or a sheriff did the smart thing. He put them all on, what you call them, joints, gurneys or whatever, when you put somebody in ambulance. And the reason why he did that, he said, if I do it this way to lock them up, there will be no publicity. Martin Luther King bounced. Without a protest that does not garner attention, there's no need in the protest. And last but not least, what I'm most mad about, I wish y'all do like a charity boxing, because there's a couple people that call up and a couple hosts y'all got, I will pay like 6 months payment to hosts to beat them up legally.
Wait a minute. A couple of our hosts?
Y'all got a couple hosts, man. You know what I mean? Y'all got a couple of them. You know what I mean? Because this is another thing. Everybody's talking about how much they love the vets. If they love the vets so much, why do Billy Mike's got to break his neck to do his thing for the Fisher House?
Yep.
I'm just saying, keep it 100. It's like my grandfather fought in the war. When he got home, he got treated like trash. The only flag that I own is my father's flag, who was a military man who died. And you know what they all used to say? My uncles, all of them military. The military ain't no place for a black man. And these people that serve. So what I'm saying is right now it's raining in Cinnamore, and I'm looking at three flags that's in the rain. Be consistent. When I turn on to the Brewers game, I hear your boy, Euchre, he talking over the national anthem, but on the Cubs game, they playing the national anthem. But it's in the back. Nobody care about that. If you're going to be consistent, be consistent. If not, you're full of trash, and that's what I'm mad about. I'm out, yo.
All right, yo.
Thanks for the call, D. We appreciate it.
All right, yo.
What are you mad about? Or as Gary put it, what you mad about?
Just trying to figure it out.
799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Yeah, we could be happy too. What you happy about?
You want to do what you're happy about for the last hour and a half of the show?
Let's do both.
Sure. I'm up for that.
Yeah. Let's do both.
What you happy about?
What are you happy about?
What are you happy about, Sparky?
Let's do both.
Dude, my weekend was so good.
Yeah.
Dude, I got our garage cleaned out for the first time since we moved.
That's you gotta love that, don't
you?
Oh
my God.
That's a good weekend for you.
There is so much room in our garage right now. I can't even tell you. I wanted to sleep in the garage last night. I was so excited. I did. I told Cass, I think I'm going to sleep in here tonight.
Shut
up. No, you're not. I said, I think I might.
Why would you?
Oh, the garage is so beautiful.
Why would you sleep in the garage?
Because anybody that helped us move knows how much crap we truly have. We have enough room to put a car in a two-car garage, and now we have a room to put two cars into a two-car garage after we cleaned it all out yesterday. 3 hours it took us.
You go back in another car in there? I got a guy who can get you a new car now.
Who's that?
My good friend's over at Hyundai in West Dallas.
What's his name?
Dan Richards.
Really?
You trying to back another one up in there? You got room.
Oh, there's going to be another one up in there. Yes. Room. Yeah, we're
but isn't it nice when you do stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
Because you've been sitting there watching and looking at this junk for how long?
Well, it'll be a year in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're so busy. We're
so
always
what,
going.
So what makes you decide, okay, I'm doing this today?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Jackson went to sleep, and we're like, I'm like, let's go. And we went outside, had the Bay Miner with us outside, and we got to working. 3 hours later, we got it done.
You could put a car in there, but you know what I would suggest you do, Sparky? Create a little Sparky space.
There we go.
You know what I mean? A little Sparky space where you can get away from the kids. You can get you love them, but we all need alone time, right? Get away from the fiance. Just go have some Sparky time. Have your own DVR. Have your own TV set up by Sight and Sound Solutions. Right there in the garage where Sparky can go and escape.
I'd rather have a second car. Are you ready for some football? It's time to disable the cable. That's what you ought to do. Get the choice package on DirecTV, high-speed internet, home phone from AT&T for $109.99, and you'll get a 2-year price lock. Did I mention the NFL Sunday Ticket at no extra charge yet? Because I should have. The NFL Sunday Ticket, no extra charge. You've only missed 3 weeks. Plenty of time left in the football season. If you're a fantasy football player, it really is a no-brainer. Now let me tell you what you got with this deal. Free 4-room Genie system. Free standard installation. Free movie packs for 3 months. And the NFL Sunday Ticket at no extra charge. And they can have you hooked up with the NFL Sunday Ticket by noon this Sunday, guaranteed. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. The choice package does include Fox Sports Wisconsin, and because you chose Sight and Sound Solutions, you get a bonus, either a $100 Visa gift card or a free HD TV. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket renews on Megleach season, prevailing rate of $281.94 per season. Let's get spread at the start of the season. Requires you just like the offer, text, and restrictions apply. Call the dealer for details.
We'll hit a quick break. We're gonna flip the script. You can still tell us what you're mad about, but also what are you happy about? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We're the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios, and we'll be right back.
Sports Flash right now.
Good afternoon from the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Mike Clemens. Master Z's, the premier supplier in patio furniture, rec room products, and sports memorabilia. Check them out in Waukesha or at the Bayshore Town Center. Online at MasterZ's.com. First on the Fan, the Packers beat the Bengals 27-24 in overtime on a 2-minute drill that Jordy Nelson says they work on that every day in practice.
Had some big plays. Aaron using his feet to buy more time if it's either running or throwing. Geronimo again with another big play. It's one of those things that we were comfortable in that situation. We work on it every week. That was actually a lot easier than what we normally work on.
Yeah, but today we've learned the green and gold has suffered more injuries along the offensive line. Second-year man Kyle Murphy, who filled in yesterday at left tackle, has a foot injury that will leave him limited in practice. An update from the Green Bay Press Gazette Packer reporter Ryan Wood today on the Big Show.
Now this Bears game coming up. If those two tackles can't play, Bakhtiari and Bulaga, and now I see Murphy's on the injury report with a foot injury.
There's unconfirmed reports that the Packers are signing Ulrich John off the Arizona Cardinals practice squad. I believe it's desperate times around here. It's lean.
And now on special teams, the Packers have had to place their long snapper, Brett Goode, on injured reserve with a hamstring injury. Mike McCarthy saying a short time ago it would have been tight end Richard Rodgers as the backup long snapper. He was actually warming up at the end of the game yesterday. The Packers re-signing Tabor Pepper, a long snapper they had in camp last spring. Brewers have the night off after losing to the Cubs yesterday, 5-0. NBA, the Bulls' Dwayne Wade, now a free agent. LeBron James says he'd welcome Wade to join him with the Cavaliers. Read more online, 1057fmthefan.com. I'm Mike Clemens at Sports Radio 1057 FM The Fan. Listen live on the WSSP smartphone app or online at 1057fmthefan.com.
It is an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Leroy Butler off to the Horse and Plow for the Horse and Plow Huddle along with Bill Michaels tonight from, appropriately enough, the Horse and Plow in Kohler, Wisconsin. Do they got a player out there with them again this week?
Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
All right.
and Bill Michaels.
That's more than enough. Get on out there. Listen right here on The Fan or on The Fan app, 1057FMTheFan.com. Right now we've been asking all afternoon what you're mad at, and you can still get in on that after a busy, emotional sports weekend. But also, what are you happy about? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan because we want to go home at 6 o'clock on a positive note. Let's get to these phones, GE.
Let's go to Randy in New Berlin. Randy, you're up next, 1057FMTheFan. Randy, what you happy about? What you mad at?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy. Friday night games. My son is New Berlin Eisenhower, and they're undefeated. It's awesome. They're going to go deep in playoffs, and All these teams like to do trash talking, and they don't say much. They just kind of put them in their place, and then when it's all said and done, they get the victory. So props to my son, nickname Hot Sauce Doss.
Hey, Randy, aren't you doing a little trash talking right now?
He sure is.
And how many games you guys got left, Randy?
Four.
And you're already in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're 6-0. Yeah. They play Whitnall later on, and I think for the crossover game, and so I'm sure we'll be hearing some negatives coming from them pretty soon.
Who is that? Whitnall?
It'll be a good game.
So is Whitnall your rival?
Yeah, we're on Woodland West, and they're East.
So who you got left? Whitnall and who else?
You know? Highest this weekend. That'll be a 60-pointer.
Uh-huh.
And from there, Milwaukee and I think then Whitnall later on. There's one more I'm not sure of yet.
I'm going to send this tape over to Pius.
Good. Give him a good game, you know?
Yeah.
He needs competition right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, Randy.
I'm talking with confidence here.
All right, Randy.
Thanks for the call, Randy. Okay, appreciate it. We could use some competition.
Yeah.
He started off by talking about how some people like to talk a lot of trash.
Thank you. That's what I was
going. Then he drops that line. They could use some competition. Yeah. Well played, Randy.
What's his son name? Hot Sauce?
Hot Sauce. Hot Sauce, I think is what he said. That's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
I like trash talk, though, man. Keep it up. Way to go, Randy.
Let's go to Jared in Fox Point. Jared, you're up next, 1057FM, The Fan. Jared, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. I got to say that my favorite protest this Sunday from the National Protest League was the one down in Chicago. I mean, I loved Alejandro Villanueva, you know, who served terms in Afghanistan, defying his coach, who I like to refer to as Phony Tough Tomlin, and going out for the national anthem. And I love how today Roethlisberger is already backtracking and saying it was a mistake to listen to Tomlin and stay in the dressing room, and all the disunity that's being sown. I love it. Burn it down, baby. Colin Kaepernick started it, and I'm thinking it's going to spread like wildfire. I'm loving it.
So what are you loving, Jared?
I'm loving how Colin decided the NFL needed to be attacked, and players have picked up the mantle, and there's disunity everywhere. You got people like Phony Tough Tomlin trying to tell an Army veteran not to stand for the national anthem. I mean, it's a joke.
I don't think he tried to tell him. I think they tried to do it as a team.
Just so you understand what actually happened here, because it doesn't sound like you have your facts straight. This Army veteran was the one that organized the team not going out onto the field.
He defied him by going out.
No. The Army veteran is the one. Listen to me. The Army veteran, you can go read it and Google it. The Army veteran was the one that ran the team meeting for like 4 hours. And he didn't want to be singled out if he didn't kneel or whatever. So he said, it's best if we just all stay in the locker room together, and that way I won't be singled out. The team said, okay, no problem. We're with you. We'll stay in the locker room.
And they will try and keep him in-house, and they're regretting it.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Okay, goodbye. Just hang up. He's not listening.
That's what they don't do.
I would say we appreciate the call,
like I was saying, this guy, this vet, organized everybody to stay in there because he didn't want to be singled out in the field. Okay, fine. So the team said, we're with you. We respect you. We'll stay in here with you. We'll just all stay in here. Tomlin was going out to represent the team regardless. Fine, go. And the next thing they knew, the team, was this vet went out without them and singled himself out from out that without them now in a positive light in his mind and did the national anthem without him. So he kind of turned face on him a little bit.
He broke rank.
But he was the one that established it.
I know.
And then broke rank and did it himself anyhow.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of that, when the press comes in, he leaves and doesn't want to answer questions and leaves all of his teammates to try and figure out what happened.
Yeah, that's a hot mess.
That thing was ridiculous.
That's a hot mess.
How that whole thing went down.
Yeah, it's a hot mess.
Again, dude, you're a vet. Go ahead. I'm not sitting here arguing with vets one way or the other.
Right.
Some of you hate this. Some of you love it. People close to me hate it. One already told me he's done watching Packer games in the NFL. He's done. Didn't watch Packer game on Sunday. He'll never watch again. So I know how this is affecting people. All I'm saying is that dude specifically, who has the hottest NFL selling jersey in the last 24 hours, apparently, how that whole thing played out is bonkers to me. Just absolutely, they respect what he said, and then he two-faced him and went out and did something that it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, but whatever.
He just actually, while we're talking about this, he was at the podium speaking and said, I threw my teammates under the bus.
Sure did.
He said unintentionally.
He killed them.
Let me see. Let's take a call, and then I'll pull up the full statement.
Let's go to Marlene in Hell's Corners. Marlene, you're up next, 105.7 FM, the fan, the big show. Marlene, how you doing, hon? What you got?
I'm good. First thing, I am so happy that the Packers won that game yesterday. Yeah. I was ready to turn them off.
No, don't turn it off, Marlene.
But I'm not happy I hear more injuries.
Yeah.
But what makes me so mad,
and
I did not want to talk about any of this demonstrating, but when I heard that the Chicago Bears did what they did, what really bothers me is all the murders that are going on in Chicago, black on black, killing each other. It happens here in Milwaukee, and I don't hear any of these men standing up and defending what's really happening in the cities. That bothers me a lot.
So with them black on black crime,
yes,
you have an issue with them killing one another.
I do.
And so they should put more effort into that than what they're doing right now.
Well, I think it's really important because they should be examples to the young black men growing up. The examples they're giving them is defy the flag, everybody's against us racially, and there are racial problems. But
sure,
it's not only blacks that are getting racial problems. A lot of whites are getting racial problems in the name of equality, but I see all these young people getting killed. I see children, innocent children getting killed. And it's like, why isn't anybody caring about this? Why are they not wanting to demonstrate and care about this?
Marlene, do you think there is any disagreement as to whether or not the crime and murder that's going on in the streets of Chicago, in the inner city especially, and in the black community especially, do you think there's any disagreement as to whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing?
You know what? I'm way from the old school. What I have to believe is they don't think this is a bad thing.
No, Marlene, you're wrong. Everybody thinks that's a bad thing. That's why there's really no need to protest it. The reason that you protest is to draw attention to issues that maybe people aren't paying attention to. And I know you've called in before. I know you're a loyal listener to the show. So you probably know that I'm a Bears fan and I keep up with that team. And I'm here to tell you right now that a lot of those Bears players, especially a lot of the African-American Bears players, are going into the inner city and talking with these kids and trying to make a difference. And the same can be said, and can especially be said, about the Chicago Bulls organization. That torch was taken up by Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose when they were still there. And they still lead that charge and go into the community and start programs and talk to kids about the way that they should be living their lives and not following in the footsteps of drug dealers and gang members in their society who are doing the things that you're talking about. But there is just no need for them to go out and protest it because there is nobody who would disagree with the fact that you shouldn't be out there doing those things. Whereas there, for some reason, does seem to be some disagreement about whether or not racism exists and whether or not institutional racism exists. So when these guys stand or kneel before the flag during the national anthem, they're not doing it to disrespect the flag. They're not doing it to insult the flag. They're not doing it to insult you, Marlene. They're doing it to draw attention to a social issue. And you can pay attention to that social issue, or you can pay attention to guys kneeling during the national anthem in front of the flag. That's your choice.
Well, to me, they're example setting. All athletes are example setting. The big problem in all the inner cities is respecting. If you respected other people, you wouldn't be doing the things that you're doing. So they can set an example.
They are. They are setting an example.
Well, you know what? Disrespecting, and everybody is looking at it as they're disrespecting.
No, not everybody, Marlene. You have to realize there are people out there that disagree with you. And that's,
you know what? Majority of the people who really count.
Thanks for the call, Marlene. We appreciate it. The majority of the people were okay with racism. The majority of the people were okay with slavery. The majority of the people were okay with segregation. The majority of the people were okay with homophobia. And they ended up being on the wrong side of history. You know, Martin Luther King had a negative approval rating when he was in the midst of fighting for civil rights. Martin Luther King had a negative approval rating. Do we look at Martin Luther King back now, if you're not a racist, in anything but a positive light? No, but he had a negative approval rating while he was fighting for civil and equal rights. Things change, man. Times change. Just because you're in the majority doesn't mean that you're in the right. It might make you feel like you're in the right, but it doesn't mean that you are, and you might be on the wrong side of history. What are you mad about? What are you happy about? It's an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Get in at 799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And the Wendy's Big Show will be right back in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
Welcome in, Q Club of Wisconsin. It's a great place to catch all your favorite sports action. Pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, electronic darts, ping pong, and more. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays with four different styles of fish piled high with all the extras. Happy hour Monday through Thursdays from 3 until 7. Fridays from 3 until 5, or late-night Friday happy hours from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. Q Club, also a fun place to host private parties, including your own personal VIP suite, luxury pool table, personal TVs, and live music entertainment returns on coming up this Saturday night throughout the wintertime. Bands every Saturday night going forward. Check out Q Club of Wisconsin's website, qclubofwi.com, or check them out on Facebook. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, miles south of I-94. And did you know they're open for breakfast on Sunday mornings?
Wendy's?
Q Club.
Oh, Q Club. Okay, I'm sorry. I got confused. I was responding to tweeters.
Isn't the whole read about
Q
Club?
I know, man. I'm sorry.
You were doing what?
I was responding to tweeters. I'm
You're
sorry.
You're on Twitter.
Yes.
Tweeters. Oh, my goodness. Tweeters. Let's go to Tony in Greendale. Tony, up next, 105.7 FM Fan, The Big Show. Tony.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to say I'm really, really impressed and really happy with how, obviously, how the game turned out and how, you know, the players stepped up. You know, with having a lot of our big guns out of there, both offense and defense. Really like that. Geronimo Allison, 27 on defense, and King on defense. I think those guys are going to be good. So really about everything, I'm just happy. I'm happy, you know, it was one of those, like. You know,
yeah, it was. Like your, yeah.
Your forehead. I was like, my son texted me, and I said, yeah, that's what I said to him. Because.
Yeah.
It's one that could have easily, very, very easily went the other way, you know. And, man, everybody in the division is playing better, you know. It's Detroit, to me, is impressive, and I think they should have really won that game Sunday. And, you know, so it's going to be a barn burner, I think, in the division. When it comes to what's been going on the field with the players, everything, personally, I have my own opinions on it that I just rather keep to myself. But what I really don't like about it is it's kind of my escape. And I just don't like seeing all that. At a football game. I don't know. That's how I am, I guess. And
that's an interesting point that you bring up. Thanks for the call. And I've heard this from numerous people, and I get it. I do. I totally understand it. And it's the same thing I get about sports talk radio. And that is, you know, I live my day-to-day life. I work my job all day. I come home to my kids who are pain in the butts or crying babies or whatever the case may be. And the only reason I tune into sports talk is to get away from all of that crap of the real world, to live in my own little sports fantasy world. The only reason that I like to watch sports or whatever else is to forget about my problems of the day-to-day world, to forget about what I'm paying in taxes, or forget about what my problems with my kids are having at school, to forget what the problems I am having with my wife or my girlfriend. I use it as an escape. And now, because of what we have going on here, I can no longer use this as an escape, because now this becomes an argument in our house. This becomes a huge breakout fight discussion in our house. And now this no longer becomes entertainment. This becomes a stressful situation for the family. So I totally understand that side of it, of one way or the other, whatever side you're on, they just don't want it the way it is, because all it's doing is providing stress and more issues in their household.
Mm-hmm. And I
because, you know, the husband and the wife may not be on the same side of the issues, whatever it may be. So now one doesn't want to watch football, the other one does, and now they're arguing about whether or not they should be watching it or not, and it creates even more problems.
Sure.
And mark my words, if this is going to stop, it's going to stop, because the ratings are going to go down in the toilet. And once that happens, the resolution is going to be this. Roger Goodell will go to the teams and say, look, we're not going out for the national anthem anymore. Done. Nobody's going out for the national anthem anymore.
That's what's going to happen.
That's going to be the end result. Because
it used to be that way.
That's how it used
to
be.
Once upon a time.
Nobody ever used to go out.
Yeah.
It wasn't until more recently that teams used to go out to the national anthem. So if ratings plummet, which they might, if that happens, that's going to be the response from